You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Samir.
And in this segment, respected listener, inshallah, we will be discussing some of those wonderful 40 Nawawi hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This hadith that I have for you, inshallah, respected listener, says, عن أبي ثعلبة الخشني جرثوم بن ناشر رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى فرض فرائد فلا تفيضوها وحدوا حدودا فلا تمتدوها وحرم أشياء فلا تنتكهوها وسكت عن أشياء رحمة لكم غير نسيان فلا تبحثوا عنها. حديث حسن رواه الدار القطني في سنته وغيره. On the authority of Jurthum bin Nashr, that the messenger of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah the Almighty has laid down religious duties, so do not neglect them. He has set boundaries, so do not overstep them. He has prohibited some things, so do not violate them. About some things, he was silent, out of compassion for you, not forgetfulness. So seek not after them. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. What does this hadith say to us, respected listener? What does it say? It says that the messenger of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily Allah the Most High has prescribed the obligatory deeds, so do not neglect them. The obligatory deeds, Salah, Siyam, Zakah, Hajj if you can, and the Iman. So these are the compulsory acts that you are not to neglect them under any circumstances, unless you are forced. If you are forced, if there is some threat on your life, then you are not obligated. You are not obligated. Suppose you have been captured, wala samhallah, la samhallah, la samhallah, may Allah not to let this happen. You have, or I have, let us say, I have been kidnapped by somebody. Now, while I'm kidnapped, I'm tied up, the salah, the azan is going. Can I do salah? I can't do salah. I can't make the wudu, I can't make salah, because I am in a situation where it does not allow me, and it's like life-threatening position. We are on the ship, and there the storm happens, and the water is upside down, go up, down, go up, down, and the salah and the azan is going. Am I going to do salah now? No. Your life is in the risk. You can't do it. But in other situations, you are not to neglect them. And he said that certain limits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made certain limits, so do not go beyond them. Don't go beyond them, because you have no capability. You are not to be going beyond those limits, because you are not Allah. You are not Allah. And even if you are a scientist, you still are not a creator. You are not a creator. You cannot go beyond the limitations and the boundaries that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put for you. You do not go beyond them. And he said, he has forbidden certain things, so do not indulge in them. And he has remained silent about certain matters and things, not because he forgot about them, but it is because of mercy to you. Because of mercy to you. He did not forget about them. How will he forget? As some people say, yeah, you forget about Allah, Allah will forget about you. That's a false type of accusation. False type of a statement. Yeah, yes, you might think about Allah. It is possible. But Allah forget about you. No. That is impossible. That is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forget about his creation. Like some people say, all right, we are here in South Africa and we're doing this and we're doing that. What about the Muslims in Japan? Does Allah see them? Does Allah hear them? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention them and remember them? Or what do you think? What do you think? He is waiting for a report back to him from somebody from Japan to tell him about what Ching Chan Chong is doing there? No, he knows. He knows. He knows what Ching Chan Chong is doing there. Robert McDonald's in America, what he is doing there. Whosoever in Morocco and whosoever in Russia. The one in India. The one in Tunisia. The one in Alaska. The one who is underground. The one who is in the depth of ocean. The one who is in the space. He knows about everybody. He knows about everybody. He doesn't forget anyone. But we are forgetful of him. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. The next hadith, respected listener, is a beautiful hadith, wonderful hadith. Every hadith is more beautiful than the previous one. And the one that is next is more beautiful than the previous one. Listen to this one. This hadith is number 29. And it talks about the doors of goodness or the gates of goodness. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني عن النار. قال لقد سألت عن عظيم وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله عليه. تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت. ثم قال ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير؟ الصوم جنة والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار وصلاة الرجل في جوف الليل ثم تلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع حتى بلغ يعملون. ثم قال ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروته وسنامه؟ قلت بلى يا رسول الله. قال رأس الأمر الإسلام وعموده الصلاة وذروة سنامه الجهاد. ثم قال ألا أخبرك بملاك ذلك كله؟ فقلت بلى يا رسول الله. فأخذ بلسانه وقال كف عليك هذا. قلت يا نبي الله وإنا لمؤاخذون بما نتكلم به. فقال ثكلتك أمك وهل يكب الناس في النار على وجوههم أو قال على مناخرهم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم؟ رواه الترمذي وقال حديث صحيح. A beautiful hadith. I don't want to interpret it now before the break. Let us go for the breakfast, then we come back and interpret this beautiful hadith to all the listeners, inshallah. I'm sure that you will love it. When I interpret this hadith, you will love this hadith and you will agree upon every word of it. Let's go for a break quickly and we come back, inshallah, for the continuation. Stay tuned.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
Welcome back, respected listener, into your program, Ma'Allah, specifically the segment of the 40 Nawawi Ahadith. Okay, the hadith will start from the beginning as such. عن معاذ بن جبل رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله أخبرني بعمل يدخلني الجنة ويباعدني عن النار. On the authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, means, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me of an act which will take me into paradise and will keep me away from the hellfire. This is what we all want. This is what we all want. See the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال, لقد سألت عن عظيم وإنه ليسير على من يسره الله تعالى عليه. He said, you have asked about a great matter, yet it is easy for him who Allah makes it easy. So the intention, respected listener, one thing I must tell you, everything must have an intention. You make the intention that it is for Allah, and Allah will actually submit it for you. Most important is intention. In the whole of Sahih al-Bukhari, the first hadith talks about intention. So you must start this request from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the intention. Okay. تعبد الله لا تشرك به شيئا وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت. Worship Allah, number one. Without associating any partners with him, most important, without associating any partners with him. Establish the prayer. Three. Two, pay the zakah. Three, fast in Ramadan. Four, and make the pilgrimage to the house if you can afford. Five. ثم قال ألا أدلك على أبواب الخير؟ الصوم جنة والصدقة تطفئ الخطيئة كما يطفئ الماء النار وصلاة الرجل في خوف جوف الليل. Then he said, shall I not guide you towards the means of goodness? That's what we want. Fasting is a shield of what? Shield of the fire. It will protect you from the fire. That is fasting. Charity wipes away sin as water extinguishes fire. Subhanallah. It extinguishes the fire. The fire is what? Jahannam, walayyadu billah. You have done something very bad, then you are entitled to enter Jahannam, walayyadu billah. Then you do a sadaqah. And you give a sadaqah. Good sadaqah. Sincerely from the bottom of your heart, I said intention. Most important extension, not the quantity of the sadaqah, but the quality of the sadaqah. Most important. That it must be sincere from the bottom of your heart towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Only. What you give with the right hand, left hand should not know about. Should not know about. This is the sadaqah. This is what I consider the extinguisher of the fire of Jahannam. And the praying of a man in the depths of the night. The prayers of the man in the depths of the night. A man does not mean only a man. It means man and woman, respected listener. So, when you perform your tahajjud salah, I would like to say something firstly before I talk about when you are performing this tahajjud salah. Some people say, it's fine. You can wake up 10 minutes before the Fajr Salah and you do your tahajjud. 10 minutes time is enough to read your salah to tahajjud. It is not about the quantity. It is about the quality. Yes, respected listener. When you love somebody, when you love somebody, you are deeply in love with that person. What would you like to do the best? To be in the company of that person, isn't it? Yes, because that brings joy to you. That makes you feel happy. That makes you feel complete. It makes you feel fresh and energetic and so lovely because of the companionship of that person. So now, don't you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven in the last portion or the last third of the night, come so close to you and so near to you. For what? Because He wants to meet with you. He wants you to be in His company where you gain the best. So what? I don't think 10 minutes or 20 minutes or half an hour or maybe even 1 hour is enough for that. The last third portion of the night contains at least 3 hours. At least go for half of it. We're not saying go for the full 3 hours. I'm saying go for half of it. 1.5 hours only. Before Fajr Salah, you stay there on your musalla in one corner of the house, or even if you have a musalla you have made for yourself, sit there silently with your wudu, waiting for Fajr Salah. Make your dua, make your zikr, make your qira'at al-hadith, make your qira'at al-Quran, plead to the Almighty Allah, and enjoy His company. Enjoy His company. Even if you sit like that, solid, you don't do anything, but your mouth is saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Oh, subhanallah bihamdih, subhanallah al-azim. Or any form of the forms of dua, even you don't have to open your mouth. You can even say it, read it silently with your heart only. Only with your heart. And you see how much of joy that you're going to have. Feel the joy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why, inshallah, respected listener, Soon, inshallah, say in 10 days' time, we will be having a new zikr program on Markaz Sahaba that will be coming only on Saturday, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Thereafter, we will see, inshallah, how the progress is going to be. And this program will be starting with you from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. And that is, say, 1.5 hours before Fajr Salah. So if you even wake up before 4 and do your wudu and have the freshen up and then sit and listen to us with our du'as and our azkar and our Quran and our yani, we will definitely enjoy the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is coming on the same program, Ma'allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah's mercy subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely, I feel that we are going to learn a lot, because I want to do a lot for you, respected listener, because through you, my iman is going to be stronger. Through you, respected listener, I would reach maybe the pleasure of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I invite you all, inshallah, to be present there from 4 to 6, not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday, inshallah. It will be the first program. Between 4 and 6, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. And I would love to hear what would you say about this program. I would like to have some sort of opinion, obviously, inshallah, but not now. Inshallah, when I go with 1, 2, episodes, then I would like to hear from you. What do you want? What you don't like? I don't think that you would not like anything. Let's proceed with our hadith here. Continuation. ثم تلا تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع حتى بلغ يعملون ثم قال ألا أخبرك برأس الأمر وعموده وذروة سنامه. Then he recited, their sides forsake their beds to invoke their Lord in fear and hope, and they spend in charity in Allah's cause out of what we have bestowed on them. No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do. Subhanallah, that is in Surah Sajda, Ayah 32. Then he said, shall I not inform you of the head of the matter, its pillars and its peak? قلت بلى يا رسول الله. قال رأس الأمر الإسلام وعموده الصلاة وذروة سنامه الجهاد. I said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. He said, the head of the matter is Islam, its pillar is the prayer, and its peak is jihad. Now jihad, respected listener, is jihad for the men, jihad fi sabilillah, obviously. And the for women, jihad al-nafs. Even men as well, jihad al-nafs is one of the most difficult jihads in the whole of our life, respected listener. To make jihad against your nafs, oh, that's a very hard one. Then he said, shall I not tell you of the foundation of all of that? قلت بلى يا رسول الله فأخذ بلسانه وقال كف عليك هذا. I said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. So he took hold of his tongue and said, restrain this. قلت يا نبي الله وإنا لمؤاخذون عما نتكلم به. I said, O Prophet of Allah, will we be taken to an account for what we say with it? فقال ثكلتك أمك يا معاذ وهل يكب الناس في النار على وجوههم أو قال على مناخرهم إلا حصائد ألسنتهم. He said, may your mother be bereaved of you, O Muaz. Is there anything that throws people into the hell fire upon their faces or on their noses except the harvest of their tongues? رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Reported by Tirmidhi, who said it was a good and sound, authentic hadith. How's this hadith? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. It gives you the sign roads, or the road signs. It shows you which direction you should go. It tells you exactly where you are. And it directs you to the straight path. This is how we should learn. This is how we should gain and invest our time doing knowledge upon knowledge upon knowledge, which will make your eyes open and see things that you didn't see before. Then you will see your way fine. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
You're tuned to Ma'Allah with Sheikh Zakaria Sameer.